Welcome to Contributing Factors. My name is David Schifrin. I'm the community editor of Health Further. If you've landed here from one of our other channels, thanks for being such an engaged member of our community and for taking the time to check out this latest project. If you're new to Health Further, let me take just a second to explain who we are before I get into what Contributing Factors is all about. Health Further is a community designed to connect the people and innovations that will help solve the problems facing our healthcare system today. We believe that everyone has the right to a healthy life and that health must be supported affordably and sustainably. At the same time, we acknowledge that there are a lot of different ideas on how to do that, and so we're all about a robust, honest, and respectful conversation around those ideas. In addition, we're not just interested in quote-unquote the healthcare system. That's an important part of the ecosystem, but for most of us, only a small part of our lives will be spent interacting with the medical system itself, the hospitals, doctors, blood draws, physical therapy, and the rest. The much bigger part is just, well, health. So we are also interested in nutrition and fitness, preventative care and genetics, policy, social determinants of health. Basically, what makes us healthy, and when health does break down, what is the full picture of getting back to the healthiest state possible? You can learn more about how we do that, including our annual festival in Nashville that takes place every August, by checking out healthfurther.com. But what are we doing here on this new show? Here's the deal. If we're going to fulfill our mission to help advance a future where health is accessible, affordable, and sustainable, we need to include as many people as possible and cross-pollinate ideas. Part of the problem with healthcare today is that it's siloed. We want to help break down those silos. Additionally, as I noted a minute ago, health isn't just one thing. It's genetics and social determinants, as well as therapy and medication. And we want to talk about how all of those things fit together, just as how the people involved can fit together. So here we are at this new series. It's a podcast that will try to connect the many factors that contribute to our health. And in bringing together all of those contributing factors, it will also bring together the different voices within our community to tell a single story. Whoever you are, whatever your role in building a healthier future, our goal is for you to hear someone representing your segment of the community helping to tell that story. With all of that in mind, let me tell you more about what you can expect. Each season of Contributing Factors will consist of about 6 episodes that examine a single health issue or condition. The idea is to provide new insight into that particular condition, as well as just serve as an anchor for what otherwise would be an impossibly large topic, health in general. So each season, we will examine that particular issue by telling the story of a person who is dealing with or has dealt with it. From there, each episode will look at the issue within a certain context. In season 1, for example, we will be talking about depression. We will be looking at the experience of a 24-year-old woman who was diagnosed with major depression a decade ago after dealing with it for her whole life. Each episode will tell part of her story, and then we'll dig into those different contexts. So in 1 episode, we'll examine the social and cultural aspects of depression, talking to social workers, therapists, and sociologists, among others. In another, we will look at the biological roots of the condition, how our genetics play into it, how drugs like Lexapro work. We'll hear from genetic counselors and biomedical researchers, as well as clinicians. For another episode, we'll examine how the healthcare system deals with depression and some of the policy in place surrounding mental health. And in yet another, we'll talk about the business and innovation side of mental health, talking to entrepreneurs about how their companies are advancing the field and creating new treatments or products to help people with that disease, as well as how they interact with the existing healthcare infrastructure. That's not a comprehensive list of how this will play out, but it hopefully gives you a pretty good idea. The overall structure of each season will be roughly the same, even as the health topic we're investigating changes. So that's what Contributing Factors is. I also need to mention what it is not. This series is not, unfortunately cannot be, a comprehensive look at any given issue. Our goal is to come at it from as many angles as possible, but there is no way we can hit them all. And of course, we can't include every perspective. So you may, in fact you probably will, hear from people that you disagree with. They may even be people in your field, in your profession. I said earlier that you'll hear from a representative of your area, and that is true, but that doesn't necessarily mean you'll see eye to eye with them. I hope that the disagreement stimulates discussion rather than frustration. If and when it does, either way, let us know your thoughts by leaving a comment on the episode page or by emailing me at david@healthfurther.com. Something else Contributing Factors is not. It is most definitely not a podcast that offers medical advice or any other advice, legal, regulatory, business, investing, anything, but especially medical advice. You will hear from clinicians who talk about current treatment options or speculate on what might or might not be happening in a generic case. These are general comments. Do not, please do not take them as suggestions about what you should or should not do. If you need help in any way, talk to a professional. So Contributing Factors Season 1, Episode 1 will be released on Thursday, March 1st, when host Caroline Leland introduces us to that 24-year-old woman I mentioned earlier and gives us an overview of depression. New episodes will then come out each Thursday, wrapping up Season 1 in mid-April. In the meantime, here is what I'd ask of you. First, please subscribe to the podcast. It's the easiest and best way to make sure that you get each episode of the show as soon as it drops each week, and it also helps the search algorithms in iTunes and elsewhere recognize it as something that people should pay attention to. So iTunes is great, we'll be there, and we're also up on Stitcher, Spotify, and Google Play. Secondly, tell a friend. Tell three friends. Tell anyone you want, and let them know to get ready for March 1st. Having spoken with many of the people you'll hear in Season 1, and having watched Caroline write and produce this series about depression, I can tell you that it's a powerful story. A tragic reality is that we all know someone who has been affected by depression or other mental health issues. While we want this show to educate, we also want each season, starting now, to provide awareness about the disease at hand and to, in some small way, support the people who are dealing with it. And the best way that we can think to do that is to spread the word. Third and last, you can sign up for our newsletter. Importantly, we will be releasing a lot of bonus content, like full interviews with the experts you'll hear on the show, in conjunction with new episodes, and we will be sending those to our community via email. We also send out a weekly roundup of news from across health and healthcare, particularly related to health technology. And in addition, you'll get notified of new content we publish, including new episodes and seasons of Contributing Factors, as well as info about the Health Further Festival. So for the full experience, head over to healthfurther.com/contributingfactors and drop your email address in the box. And that's it. That's who we are, what we do, and what this new show is all about. Thanks for taking the time to check it out. Caroline and I cannot wait to bring you Season 1 of Contributing Factors in just a few weeks.